Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Tiefertiller with Service Management Leadership. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate all the support that our family has been able to provide. And I say this family because we are a global community that must help each other through all that we've been through, and let me know how I can help you. So we are now on our third of the guiding principles for ITIL 4, progress iteratively with feedback. When I say that, you can just hear the agile influence there, can't you? But you think about our world has adopted this thought process. We have this big amount of work. How can we take it into smaller chunks and use that as an evaluation and feedback time, and then take the next step, evaluation and feedback, next step? And so I use this thought process occasionally. But if I'm leaving the East Coast of the US and I am targeting Europe, for every 1 degree I'm off, just 1 degree, I get off course by 92 plus feet for every mile. So if I go 1,000 miles, that means I'm off by almost 2 miles. That's a lot. That's a lot that I get pushed off course. And that's only by 1 degree. If we're off by 20 degrees, it may mean that when I leave the East Coast of the US and I head towards Europe, that I miss Europe altogether. Think about that. And that's many of our IT projects. That's why everyone that I know of is pushing Agile as strongly as possible. And I can't disagree with it. I know that we need to adapt our frameworks for the situation, but that's the reasoning, is we always have to be recalibrating and to make sure that we're staying on course. Even if the destination changes, we need to stay on course. Progress iteratively with feedback. Recalibration, feedback, let's go the next step. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller with Service Management Leadership. Thank you for joining us. Let me know how Service Management Leadership can help your organization, and also follow our LinkedIn company page. I hope you have a great, great day.